For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Missouri lawmakers are headed into their last week of the legislative session for the year. In what is typically one of the busiest weeks, Jacqueline Driscoll says leaders are saying they'd like to keep it uneventful.
Big ticket items like online sales tax or controversial topics like gun law reform likely won't get much traction this year because there's just not enough time. Senate Majority Leader Caleb Rowden from Columbia says he's being mindful of what bills he calls because as health concerns over the coronavirus continue, he wants to limit time on the floor.
Obviously, we've used the leverage of keeping people on the floor for long periods of time to help work our way through, you know, substantive tough issues.
Rowden says he's planning to dot some I's and cross some T's next week, but wasn't specific to what legislation that might be. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
The House is still likely to take up and pass a prescription drug monitoring program. It needs one final vote before it is sent to the governor. Missouri lawmakers passed a $35.2 billion state budget Friday. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll says just over $14 billion of that is coming from the federal government for coronavirus relief.
Missouri still needs guidance on how those federal dollars can be spent, and some of the money hasn't come in yet, lawmakers say. Republicans say they feel good about passing this budget with limited financial information, but Representative Kip Kendrick, a Democrat on the budget committee, says the budget is unbalanced and over-appropriated.
There will be a need for additional federal funds that are unrestricted in order for us to balance this budget and to ensure that we do not see significant withholds.
House Budget Chair Cody Smith, a Republican from Neosho, says there's no way for Democrats to really know if the budget is unbalanced because the economic outlook is unknown. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Because of the lack of guidance on the federal stimulus dollars, lawmakers say they may need to return for a special session next month. The final version of the budget has no major cuts to public K-12 education and colleges. Four-year universities face a 10% cut in state funding if Missouri does not receive enough federal aid. Some U.S. governors are looking to step up their home state production of vital medical supplies and protective equipment due to difficulties in buying enough of such items during the coronavirus pandemic. Until now, the U.S. has relied heavily on foreign countries like China for medical supplies and personal protective equipment. The governors of Missouri, Indiana, Florida, and Massachusetts all said last week that they hope to develop more in-state manufacturing of personal protective equipment to ensure its availability in a crisis and to drive down shipping costs. 579 MU staff members have taken furloughs or are scheduled to take them before July 31st. The news comes from a new campus website showing budgetary actions. 569 staff members have taken pay cuts of up to 10%. And an additional 217 workers took voluntary pay cuts ranging from 1% to 10%, according to the Columbia Missourian. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News Columbia.